die-offs of common MERS have been taking place across Alaska since the summer, and the latest report is from Ketchumak Bay, according to biologists with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge in Homer. KBBI's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Leslie Slater, a wildlife biologist with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge in Homer, says there have been two waves of mortality.
This die-off started to be noticed around mid-July in certain parts of the state, and so it continued at some level, a fairly high noticeable level, for a couple of weeks, and then it seemed to diminish, and then there seemed to be a resurgence again of the number of carcasses that we're seeing on beaches, and that happened about in mid-November or so.
There have been die-offs reported of the penguin-like seabirds in Cold Bay in July and in Kodiak in November. Slater says they've also had reports from Seward, Sitka, and Prince William Sound. In November, starving and dead MERS turned up around the Mat-Su and Anchorage areas farther inland than usual.
It seems that then they would either be disoriented, which could be the result of ingesting a toxin, or they could be very desperate in searching for food and just, you know, kept traveling up the inlet.
Seabird die-offs have been recorded all along the west coast of the U.S. in Washington, Oregon, and California this year. Slater estimates that a large number of MERS have died around Ketchumak Bay.
Based on the duration of the time that we've had carcasses being reported to us, I would say it's into the thousands, certainly throughout Ketchumak Bay.
The dead MERS are being counted by citizen scientists all along the spit and along the beach up to Anchor Point.
They've been doing this for several years, and so there's been a baseline established of what we would consider sort of a normal winter. And so far, it's been at least six times the normal background amount that have been observed.
Slater says the citizen scientists mark the MERS with color-coded zip ties around a wing or foot. And if you see a bird with a zip tie, she says you shouldn't disturb it because it's part of a study. And anecdotal reports of dead MERS and other birds are coming in from across the bay. They've also had reports of some dead tufted puffins, horned puffins, and an ancient merlet. She says the birds, along with the MERS, feed on small fish or dive to get invertebrates during summer and dive for squid, crustaceans, and krill during winter. Slater says MERS carcasses were sent to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison, Wisconsin, where bird flu was ruled out. The dead birds seem to have starved, but Slater says there could be other factors.
There are analyses that are pending, so it could be, you know, something that had to do with PSP, like a paralytic shellfish poisoning toxin that was ingested at some point, but that is still unknown.
Results from those tests should be back in January. That's also when biologist Heather Renner with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge will be presenting a paper on the MERS die-off at the Alaska Marine Science Symposium in Anchorage. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.